Hello, this is the listening test.
Look at the instructions for part one.
For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one word, or a number, or a date, or a time.
Morning, everyone. I hope you're all looking forward to our camping trip next week. Please remember that now we are staying an extra day, the trip costs £39, not £34. You need to give your money to our new school secretary by the end of the week. Her name is Mrs. Fairford. That's F-A-I-R-F-O-R-D. Please go to see her soon. As you know, we are leaving on Tuesday, but we're returning on Friday instead of Thursday. Now, you must get to school for 7:30 on Tuesday, because we'll leave at 7:45, and we can't wait for anyone. We usually go by coach on school trips, but because the campsite is near a station, we're going to go by train for a change. You don't need to bring tents or anything like that, but you will need boots. We will do lots of walking by rivers, so don't bring trainers, because your feet will get wet. Is that clear to everyone?
Now listen again.
Morning, everyone. I hope you're all looking forward to our camping trip next week. Please remember that now we are staying an extra day, the trip costs £39, not £34. You need to give your money to our new school secretary by the end of the week. Her name is Mrs. Fairford. That's F-A-I-R-F-O-R-D. Please go to see her soon. As you know, we are leaving on Tuesday, but we're returning on Friday instead of Thursday. Now, you must get to school for 7:30 on Tuesday, because we'll leave at 7:45, and we can't wait for anyone. We usually go by coach on school trips, but because the campsite is near a station, we're going to go by train for a change. You don't need to bring tents or anything like that, but you will need boots. We will do lots of walking by rivers, so don't bring trainers, because your feet will get wet. Is that clear to everyone?
This is the end of part one. Now look at part two. Listen to Mia and Tim talking about favourite television programmes. What programme does each person like best? For questions 6 to 10, write a letter A to H next to each person. You will hear the conversation twice.
Hi, Mia. How was school?
Hi, Tim. Good. We did a class project to find out people's favourite TV programmes. There were some surprises.
I know what you like best. Cartoons.
That's right. And everyone knows Rob loves anything to do with plants and animals.
Your friend Hannah's a great cook. She must watch all the cooking shows.
You're wrong. She's a big fan of rock and reggae, so she loves any concerts on TV.
Carl really likes tennis, so I suppose he likes sports programmes best.
He prefers playing to watching, but he never misses anything about foreign countries and places to go on holiday.
And what about Rosie? She's very clever, isn't she?
Her favourite shows are the ones where teens answer questions and win prizes. She says she learns a lot from them. Anyway, what programmes do you like best, Tim?
Oh, I really enjoy an exciting film. For me, that's even better than an international football match.
Now listen again.
Hi, Mia. How was school?
Hi, Tim. Good. We did a class project to find out people's favourite TV programmes. There were some surprises.
I know what you like best. Cartoons.
That's right. And everyone knows Rob loves anything to do with plants and animals.
Your friend Hannah's a great cook. She must watch all the cooking shows.
You're wrong. She's a big fan of rock and reggae, so she loves any concerts on TV.
Carl really likes tennis, so I suppose he likes sports programmes best.
He prefers playing to watching, but he never misses anything about foreign countries and places to go on holiday.
And what about Rosie? She's very clever, isn't she?
Her favourite shows are the ones where teens answer questions and win prizes. She says she learns a lot from them. Anyway, what programmes do you like best, Tim?
Oh, I really enjoy an exciting film. For me, that's even better than an international football match.
This is the end of part two. Now look at part three. Listen to Felicity asking Daniel about a school trip. For each question, choose the right answer, A, B, or C. You will hear the conversation twice. Look at questions 11 to 15 now. You have 20 seconds. Now listen to the conversation.
Hi, Daniel. I missed yesterday's meeting about the school camping trip. Are we still going on the 15th of May?
We leave on the 29th now, Felicity, but we have to pay by the 22nd.
OK. How much is it?
It's £55 for the campsite and £27 for the food. So it's £82 altogether.
That's not bad. What do we have to bring?
Well, the campsite has tents for us, but we need our own sleeping bags. We can use the school's plates and cups.
Where are we going? To the mountains again?
To the south coast this year. The campsite's on a farm, but the beach is only 10 minutes away by bus.
That sounds great. And what are we going to do there?
Well, swimming and windsurfing, of course. And some climbing if the weather's good. But there won't be any long walks this year.
Oh, good. And I suppose we have to leave really early?
That's right. It takes 6 hours to get there, so the coach is leaving at 6:30. We have to meet at school at 6:15.
Oh, no.
Now listen again.
Hi, Daniel. I missed yesterday's meeting about the school camping trip. Are we still going on the 15th of May?
We leave on the 29th now, Felicity, but we have to pay by the 22nd.
OK. How much is it?
It's £55 for the campsite and £27 for the food. So it's £82 altogether.
That's not bad. What do we have to bring?
Well, the campsite has tents for us, but we need our own sleeping bags. We can use the school's plates and cups.
Where are we going? To the mountains again?
To the south coast this year. The campsite's on a farm, but the beach is only 10 minutes away by bus.
That sounds great. And what are we going to do there?
Well, swimming and windsurfing, of course, and some climbing if the weather's good. But there won't be any long walks this year.
Oh, good. And I suppose we have to leave really early?
That's right. It takes 6 hours to get there, So the coach is leaving at 6:30. We have to meet at school at 6:15.
Oh, no. This is the end of part 3. Part 4. Now look at part 4.
These people are calling friends about the weekend. Are these statements true or false? Listen and check the correct answer. 1.
Hello.
Hi, Penny. This is Bob.
Hi, Bob. How are things?
Fine. Say, would you like to go to a movie on Friday night?
A movie? Sure. I think I'm free Friday night. What movie do you want to see?
2.
Hello.
Hi, Anne. This is Mary.
Oh, hi, Mary. How are you?
Great. Look, I'm calling about the weekend. I'm having a party.
A party? Well, that sounds fun. When?
On Saturday night.
Saturday night is fine with me.
Great.
3.
Hello.
Hello, Nancy. This is Ken.
Oh, hi, Ken.
I'm calling about Friday night. Are you doing anything?
I don't think so.
Great. How about going to a disco with me?
A disco? Sure. Thanks. You know I love to dance. What time?
4.
Hello.
Hi, Anne. This is Mike.
Hi, Mike. What's up?
There's a football game on Sunday afternoon.
A football game?
Yeah. Would you like to go?
Oh, sorry. I'm not free on Sunday.
Oh, well. Some other time, maybe.
5.
Hello.
Hi, Wendy. This is Jack.
Oh, hi.
Say, there's a good movie on TV tonight. Do you want to come over and watch it with me?
Oh, I'd love to, but I can't tonight. I have too much work to do.
Now listen again.
1.
Hello.
Hi, Penny. This is Bob.
Hi, Bob. How are things?
Fine. Say, would you like to go to a movie on Friday night?
A movie? Sure. I think I'm free Friday night. What movie do you want to see?
2.
Hello.
Hi, Anne. This is Mary.
Oh, hi, Mary. How are you?
Great. Look, I'm calling about the weekend. I'm having a party.
A party? Well, that sounds fun. When?
On Saturday night.
Saturday night is fine with me.
Great.
3.
Hello.
Hello, Nancy. This is Ken.
Oh, hi, Ken.
I'm calling about Friday night. Are you doing anything?
I don't think so.
Great. How about going to a disco with me?
A disco? Sure. Thanks. You know I love to dance. What time?
4.
Hello.
Hi, Anne. This is Mike.
Hi, Mike. What's up?
There's a football game on Sunday afternoon.
A football game?
Yeah. Would you like to go?
Oh, sorry. I'm not free on Sunday.
Oh, well. Some other time, maybe.
5.
Hello.
Hi, Wendy. This is Jack.
Oh, hi.
Say, there's a good movie on TV tonight. Do you want to come over and watch it with me?
Oh, I'd love to, but I can't tonight. I have too much work to do.
This is the end of part 4. This is the end of the test.